This is CBS Eye on the World, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. I read from the United States Attorney's Office, District of Columbia, in these last days. U.S. Justice Department seeks seizure of Boeing 747 cargo plane grounded in Argentina. Subhead, the Boeing 747 aircraft was recently transferred from a designated Iranian airline to South America in violation of U.S. export control laws, the famous sanctions. Professor, this is a compelling mystery. It combines so many stories that are incomplete over the last decades. But right now, I understand some of the passengers, I believe there were 18 or 19 on board when it was finally grounded in Buenos Aires Airport because no one would refuel it for fear of sanctions regime by the United States, that most of the major figures are still in Buenos Aires, including the pilot, who is a well-known IRGC member. A gunrunner is one way to talk about him romantically. So this puzzle becomes deeper because it would seem not to suit the face of Argentina seeking accommodation with the IMF. President Fernandez was chastised in the most recent elections. And Vice President Kirchner, yes, she might have reason to want to avoid this Argentine, this cargo plane mystery. To your understanding right now, is this a story that is spilling out or quieting down? How is this regarded in the United States, given this Justice Department move by the U.S. attorney in D.C.?
Well, the story is certainly important, John. It's received only limited attention in the United States with obviously the many different distractions that we have with respect to Chinese aggression against Taiwan, Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, etc. But it's a reminder that Iran has been and continues to be, at least at some levels, an actor within the Americas, oftentimes working through Islamic networks such as those of Hezbollah and others. But as you all... A couple other things it really illustrates. Number one, the outreach by the U.S. to claim rights to seize the cargo plane goes back to the ways in which the U.S. Economic vehicles in the economy create certain contractual obligations. And what it appears in this case is that essentially there was an illegal transfer or a misrepresentation contractually of the way in which this former sanctioned Mahan Air owned aircraft was then transferred to Emtrasur, which was, again, a subsidiary of the sanctioned Venezuelan entity Conviasa. And so in one way, it shows the long reach of U.S. Capabilities that we actually have a legal basis to call for its seizure. That is, frankly, solid and credible. At the same time, it also is a reminder of that very dark chapter in the in Argentine's relationships with Iran. Back in the days when people like Moshe Rabbani were apparently running Iranian agents and possibly terrorist agents out of the Iranian embassy in Buenos Aires back in the 1990s, believed to be associated with the attack against the Israeli embassy in 1992 and the Israeli community center Aimia in 1994 that killed at least 200 people. The investigation, which many people believe was thwarted by people perhaps leading up to the current vice president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, and that also led to the mysterious death, supposedly by suicide, of the person who was investigating that. And so it really reopens a lot of old sensitivities. But at the same time, it also shows that apparently, again, this collaboration between Venezuela and Iran was being used to move what appears to be IRGC agents, possibly a Quds Force affiliated personnel, including the Iranian pilot Golomreza Ghassami, around the region to have meetings either with Hezbollah or others. So as we've talked about on the show previously, even before the problems that led to this flight that was coming from Mexico, supposedly with car parts going to Cordoba and then Buenos Aires. But before that, there had been a flight of the same aircraft that went to the tri-border region, Ciudad del Este, Paraguay, staying there mysteriously for 3 days just after the assassination of a Paraguayan prosecutor who had been investigating that same Hezbollah. So it appears that this is an evidence of Iran-Venezuelan continuing collaboration to really move Iranian agents around the region to take part in the limited but still worrisome types of activities that they do, coordinating with terrorist groups in the region.
I mentioned that Argentina has said that it wants to present a pleasant and accommodating face to the world because of its debts. It has a new minister of finance, a veteran of the former speaker of Argentina's lower house of Congress. His name is Sergio Massa. The quote in the Financial Times, "I'm not a magician or a savior. The challenge is enormous." He's the third finance minister in a month. But my understanding is that this is a man who speaks with authority and will seek to calm the markets as they've been disrupted these last month. Is that accurate? Is that your observation as well? Certainly, we don't need Argentina going into default.
Well, certainly, Sergio Massa has a reputation of being at least credible on economic issues. He's talked about reducing debts, cutting back government spending and subsidies, but really recognizes that Argentina has an enormous problem right now. And I should say politically, Sergio Massa, who was previously the speaker of the lower house. So in terms of his politics and previous position, he's kind of Argentina's Nancy Pelosi, if you will. So the fact that he's now been put into the job of unraveling Argentina's financial right. mess, political death for him. We have to remember that Martin Guzman basically went to bat over trying to comply with the conditions by the IMF to hold on to their $44 billion record.
We have 30 seconds, Evan. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, Massa has to face with how to bring up reserves as people want to pull their money out of Argentina, how to deal with 90% inflation when the only way to keep the money flowing is to keep printing money, and to deal with problems in the productive sector and manufacturing and agriculture through this new super ministry. So at the end of the day, I suspect that he has more problem than he has ability to get out of, but he at least has a credible ability and background to try.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.